He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Don't need the translation for that. But my name is Wynn, and I'm the youth pastor here at PCCMA, and I'm so glad to be worshiping and celebrating with you this morning.
我是謝傳道，今天很開心跟大家在這個這麼喜樂的時候一起來到有敬拜。
I know it's really early, but I'm excited to be with you here today because that means we can spend more time celebrating today.
我知道今天是很開心的，因為主復活了，所以呢我們一起來到去慶祝。
Today is a day that should always be marked on your calendar as a huge party full of joy, laughter, and of course, food.
其實大家應該在你的月曆上面應該寫低了今天應該一起有喜樂，不單止是有慶祝，應該也有很多豐富的食物。
And no, I'm not talking about April Fools.
當然不是說是4月1日的愚人節啦。
I'm talking Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead.
我是讲复活节，是耶稣在死当中复活。
But before we get into this morning's text, I have a task for you.
但是呢，未进入这个经文的时候呢，我想跟大家呢，是有一个挑战。
Think of a time you had to remember something very specific.
想一想，在你自己的生命当中，有些事你要牢记的。
It could be for taking a test at school, or given a task at work, or chores given at home.
可能咧系喺学业上边咧，你要去准备，要去记得一啲嘅嘢，或者咧喺工作上边，喺唔同嘅情况当中，你要记得好清楚嘅。
As the youngest child in my family, I could rely on my older siblings to remember the different chores I had to do.
喺屋企咧，我系排行最细嘅，咁所以咧有啲咩嘅家务咧，我就指意我啲大嘅。
But when I became the only child at home after my siblings went off to college, that all changed.
但当我的阿哥阿姐去了读大学的时候呢，生命就不一样了。
Once in a while, both of my parents would be out of town and I'd be left alone in the house.
因为呢，当我的父母是有机会是远行的时候，我就一个人爱上整间屋了。
It's a dream come true, right?
那真的很正的。
Until they started giving me a list.
但是呢，开心之余呢，就是爸爸妈妈呢，就会给我一个一系列的东西要去做的。
Water the garden.
要去淋花啦。
Take out the trash.
要去丢垃圾啦。
Mow the lawn.
要去剪草啦。
Dust the house.
要吸尘啦。
Do your laundry.
要洗衫啦。
Clean your room.
要去清洁自己的房屋啦。
That one was always last.
这样东西通常都是最尾的。
Now, it's easy to remember all of these things when your parents are home to tell you these things.
当父母在身边的时候，他们经常提点着，都很少说不记得的。
It's quite another when you're all alone.
但是当父母不在的时候，又不同做法了。
Did I drink straight from the milk carton? You bet you.
我会就这样在食柜整樽奶出来就这样喝的了。
Did I leave lights on when I left the room? Obviously.
我离开家的时候，就绝对不会关灯的。
Did I do all the chores given to me?
咁我會唔會係照單係做曬所有要做嘅嘢咧？
As you probably have guessed, no, I did not.
我相信你都會猜得到，我唔會嘅喎。
And in a way, that is what happened with our text this morning, Paul's first letter to the Corinth church.
其實今日所讀嘅經文咧，喺哥林多教會嘅弟兄姊妹好似都係一樣喎。
On one of his missionary journeys, he spent 18 months with this church.
保罗咧曾经喺呢一个哥林多嘅地方系停留咗18个月嘅时间
，preaching the gospel，
去传福音啦
，building strong relationships，
建立咗好好嘅信徒
，equipping local church leaders to continue preaching the gospel，
去装备佢哋，亦都去继续传福音。
But if you read this letter, you realize that after Paul had left them。Things have gone terrible.
但如果你真係睇過哥林多前書嘅時候咧，你知道當保羅離開咗哥林多教會嘅時候咧，情況就係完全唔同啦。
A man in this church was sleeping around with his stepmother.
喺經文話俾我哋聽，有一個人咧係同佢自己嘅繼母咧係同床。
Rivalries happened within the church.
喺教會當中有好多個紛爭。
Jesus' followers were still participating in local Greek pagan worship ceremonies.
跟从耶稣的人亦都是跟从在当中去敬拜这些异端，这些是希腊的其他的神。
It was a mess.
是乱糟糟一堂。
Like my parents' house when they got back.
就好像我父母当他们去完旅行回来看到间屋一样。
Like how I forgot my responsibilities, this church forgot the gospel.
我覺得喺當中呢種嘅混亂，就好似我自己一個人去當家嘅時候，整到間屋咁亂一樣。
So in these first few verses this morning, Paul wants to remind the Corinth church what they forgot.
所以一開始呢一段嘅經文，保羅就去提醒佢哋，究竟你哋忘記咗啲咩？
In verse 1, he says, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you.
一開始嘅時候，佢就話：弟兄們，我如今把先前所傳給你們的福音再告訴你們，
On which you've taken your stand.
你們呢是為了這個的福音呢是站立得穩。
The gospel was supposed to be the foundation on which this church lived.
這個的福音應該是他們教會這個的磐石。
Same with us.
跟我們教會一樣。
But they forgot.
但是他們忘記了。
They stepped off of the foundation on which they were to build their lives.
他们离开了原先这个磐石，去继续他们自己的寻找的人生。
When that happens, it is not because the gospel changed.
这个这样的转变的时候，不是因为福音改变了。
That never happens.
福音不会变。
It's always us.
变的是我们。
We get distracted throughout the year.
在我们生活当中，我们很多时候会被其他的东西来吸引。
Mortgages to pay, homework assignments to finish.
我哋可能要交呢啲嘅按揭啦，我哋咧有好多嘅工作，有好多嘅功课要做。
The perfect Instagram or Snapchat post.
系网上要摆嘅嘢太多啦，都摆唔切。
Relationship drama with family, friends, or coworkers.
我哋同人际嘅关系、同屋企人嘅关系、同同事嘅关系，好多系将我哋嚟到去滋扰住嘅。
The world tells us we are foolish, so we become ashamed.
整个世代都会说我们是很蠢的，所以我们很多时候好像有羞愧的。
We all go through this.
我们都有经验这些。
We easily forget.
我们很容易忘记。
No one is immune.
没有一个人可以是不被这些感染。
Paul is graceful but firm in this letter because he understands this about life.
保罗在这封信里面虽然是很慈祥，但是也是很硬的来跟他们说。
So he goes back to the basics.
所以他回到他最初原本的信息。
This is the longest chapter in all of the epistles, and this epistle is the longest of all of them.
我们今天所读的第十五章或者是哥林多前书，其实是在这个书信当中最长的一封信，这一段是最长的一段。
It's long because it's important.
咁長，因為佢好重要。
He wants these facts to sink deep into our minds.
因為佢係好語重心長嘅，希望佢哋記喺心裏邊。
So Paul begins in verse 3, For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance.
所以第三節佢話：我當日所領受嘅，又傳俾你哋嘅。
He's saying, highlight this, write it down, memorize this.
佢係特別嘅提醒佢哋，讓佢哋記牢嘅喺心裏邊。
And he continues, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
在这里说，耶稣基督照着我，为着我们的罪死了。
He's saying that the gospel is centered on Jesus Christ and no one else.
他提醒我们，福音的内容，个焦点是在于耶稣，没第二个了。
He's saying that Jesus Christ had to die. Why?
他在这里提到说，耶稣是要为罪死。
He had to die for our sins. That's why.
这个罪不是他的罪，是为我们的罪。
All of Scripture points to this fact.
在所有的经文当中都是焦点在这里。
Our sins, our rebellion against God.
我们的罪，我们对神的抗拒，这个就是我们的罪。
Our belief that we can do better than God.
我们去高傲自大，认为自己可以比神更加做得多事。
Nailed him to that cross.
将耶稣钉在十字架上边。
Paul continues by saying that he was buried.
保罗也都讲，耶稣是受死，跟住是被埋葬。
This was a public execution.
这个是很公开的一个的酷刑。
Jesus was the most popular person in all of Israel at that time.
在当时以色列地的地方，耶稣基督是一个很为人所知的一个人。
He drew a crowd wherever he went.
无论去到哪里都有跟随的人跟着他。
He would be headline news in every town he entered.
他进入每一个城市当中的时候，人们都会追慕他。
And he was in Jerusalem during their busiest holiday of the year.
在他进入这个耶路撒冷的时候，也都是当时最热闹的时候。
Like being in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July.
就好似在7月4号，我们进入华府的首都一样。
Everyone saw his execution.
每个人都看到他怎样经历这个酷刑。
The Romans made sure of that.
罗马的兵丁在这方面是做得是很透支。
Crucifixion was the Romans' way of saying, you rebel against us, you get this.
在当时罗马的兵丁是用这个十字架的酷刑去警惕所有反叛的人。
They were good at it.
他们做得很仔细。
These soldiers' lives depended on making sure crucifixions ended in excruciating death.
因为这些兵丁是被指派一定要将这个酷刑成为众人所惊怕的。
So everyone knew about Jesus dying.
所以每一个人都能够看得到耶稣的死亡。
And the last fact is that Jesus rose on the third day, which is marked by today.
但是最重要一样嘢就是第三日耶稣基督从死里复活，就是我们今天纪念的日子。
Back then, the only way to know the facts about something were witnesses.
在以前来讲的时候，一些的事情的发生，最重要的是怎样去流传，就是要有见证人。
Reliable witnesses were essential in trials and other legal matters.
任何的审讯都是要找有亲眼见到的人。
So Paul offers many.
所以保罗在这里提出有很多的见证人。
He says, go ask Cephas, which is another name for Peter.
他这里说去找基法去问
or the other apostles,
或者其他的十二个使徒
and if that wasn't enough,
他说如果不够的话
go ask the 500 other people who've seen and interacted and touched Jesus.
你都可以找其他多过500个人曾经亲眼见过亲手摸过耶稣的人。
It would be one thing if only a handful of people claimed to have seen Jesus after his death.
因为如果只是得一小撮的人说见过耶稣的话，
many who do not believe the gospel would say that a dozen or so were just hallucinating.
咁呢啲唔信主嘅人就会觉得呢小撮嘅人可能系有啲幻觉啫。
But it would be really hard to turn down the witness statements of over 500 people.
但系如果系一百大班人，超过500个人，同样都系有咁嘅经历嘅时候，咁就一定要去信。
Paul specifically named Peter, the 12, and later he names Jesus' half-brother, James.
保罗在这里特别强调彼得，然后讲彼得其他的十二个使徒。
He named them because he's saying, if you want, you can go ask them yourself.
他很清楚将他们的名字讲出来，因为他说如果你是想去寻求这个的事实，你可以问这班的见证人。
Obviously for us today, it would be hard to ask those people because they have been long dead.
我们很清楚今天我们不可以再将这些先言来到去再询问。
But what we do know from this text is this.
但是我们从这个经文当中我们可以确实一样东
西。The gospel is reliable.
这个经文是可信靠的。
Jesus is who he says he is.
耶稣所讲他自己是神的儿子是可信的。
He rose from the grave.
他由坟墓当中来到去复活过来。
He appeared and interacted with other people.
他是不单止向他的门徒显现，他也都向不同的人显现。
He had them touch him.
他叫这些人摸他的身体。
He asked for food to eat and he ate.
他也都问他们拿食物，他和他们一起来到去同食。
And there were people who could testify to that.
在当时是有人可以去做见证。
Today, we have the testimony of this church.
今天我们的教会也是同样见证这个的实在。
We have the testimony of radically changed lives of the people here who have encountered Jesus.
我们在当中有些弟兄姊妹，你会看到他生命突然的转变。
Some will say, oh, Jesus is like every other moral teacher.
或者有些人说，就说耶稣，哎，没什么特别，可能跟其他的先言先节一样。
Others will say, oh, there's no way Jesus rose from the dead.
亦都有啲人咧怀疑嘅态度，同佢话冇可能嘅，绝对冇可能，耶稣唔可能复活嘅。
It's impossible.
根本唔可能。
But behind those kinds of statements lies this truth.
但系呢啲咁嘅怀疑嘅背后，其实有一个实在嘅情况俾我哋睇到。
They're saying, we can't say the resurrection is true.
他们说, 你不能够说这个复活是真的。
Because that would make Christianity different from all other faiths.
他们之所以反对就说, 如果这件事是真的, 那基督教的信仰和其他的宗教就完全不同了。
I don't have time this morning to really dig into this long chapter.
我今天不够时间跟大家很深入去讲这个重点。
But if you continue reading, you'll see what Paul is saying.
但如果你整章看完的时候呢, 你会看到保罗是很仔细的去讲我们这个复活的信仰。
Without the resurrection,
因为如果没有复活,
our faith is fruitless.
我们的信靠就真的没有依靠了。
If Jesus did not rise this very morning over 2,000 years ago,
因为如果在2,000多年前耶稣是没有复活的话,
Paul says we should be most pitied.
我们就真的很可悲可怜。
Because we would have no hope.
因为我们没有盼望。
And we would still be enslaved to sin.
我们仍然在罪的奴役底下。
Yesterday must have been the most brutal day for those apostles.
对当时的使徒来讲, 刚刚发生的事情是很可怕、很恐惧的。
All of their hope was on Jesus, and he died at the hands of the Romans.
因为他们所有的寄望都在耶稣的身上, 而他们亲眼目睹耶稣在十字架上的死亡。
The enemy, Satan, must have felt like he won.
我们可以想象这个撒旦魔鬼, 他会觉得他是胜过耶稣。
He tried killing Jesus, the baby Jesus, through Herod.
由起初耶稣是婴儿的时候，他都是已经透过这个希律王，希望将他杀掉。
He tried to get religious leaders to turn people away from Jesus.
他亦都尝试在耶稣的身边摆一些人来攻击耶稣。
He got one of Jesus' closest friends to betray Jesus.
他在耶稣的门徒当中去找一个人去出卖他。
He mustered up all the conflicting powers of the land to unite to kill Jesus.
他能够动用在当时耶稣身边所有的权势来去攻击耶稣。
He must have felt like he snuffed out humanity's last chance.
他可能在暗笑当中的时候，就是将耶稣这个人性全然的毁灭。
He must have said, finally, I got him.
可能他自己说，最后我赢了。
I cannot imagine the kind of depression and darkness Jesus' followers felt that Saturday.
想到这一样的时候，我都唔能够去明白当时嘅门徒、佢哋使徒、佢哋嗰种心绪系点几咁重。
The sting of his death must have been awful.
呢一个钉死耶稣呢一个亲眼见到嘅，一定系好伤痛。
But that is why we gather this morning.
但系正系因为咁嘅原因，今日。 早上我们一起来聚集。
Jesus did not stay dead.
因为耶稣不是进入死亡就算了。
We jump over to verse 54 as Paul quotes Isaiah.
在第54节, 保罗在以赛亚书的记载当中抽了一句话出来讲。
Saying death has been swallowed up in victory.
他说死被德胜吞灭的话，就当
The death of Jesus was the necessary act to defeat death itself. And then Paul goes on to quote the prophet Isaiah.
保罗也是继续在以赛亚书的另一节来去讲。
Where, O death, is your victory?
他说死啊, 你的胜利得胜的权势在哪里?
Where, O death, is your sting?
死啊, 你的毒勾在哪里?
And Paul answers these questions immediately.
不单止提问, 保罗也在当中给了答案。
In verse 56, the sting of death is sin.
在第56节他就说, 死的毒勾就是罪。
Sin is what causes death in our world.
罪就是令到我们这个世界要进入死亡。
We introduced it, and the penalty of sin is death.
是由人将这个罪带入这个世界，而这个判罪亦都是要进入死亡。
We should have been on that cross.
我们自己应该是被钉在十字架上边。
But Jesus took that sting in our place.
但是耶稣基督将这个被钉来将自己挂在木头上面代替我们。
The law that God put together in Scripture is there to point out our sin.
耶稣去完成这个的代赎是将我们去明白神告诉我们我们自己的罪。
We know what sin is because of the law.
我们知道在律法底下我们无辜的人说自己没有罪。
We know when we do something wrong, even if we don't want to acknowledge it.
我们知道有时我们是犯规虽然我们不肯认说我们自己有犯罪。
But it says in verse 57, thanks be to God.
第57节我说感谢神。
Through Jesus, he has given us victory.
因为藉着耶稣我们可以得胜了。
That is why we celebrate today.
所以今天为什么我们是庆祝复活节。
That's why I have this smile on my face. I woke up like it was Christmas morning.
所以今天起身的时候是带着笑容的。
That is why we take today to remember something we easily forget.
因为今天我们一定要记得一些我们很容易不记得的东西。
The gospel of Jesus.
就是耶稣的福音。
The gospel is the good news of who Jesus is.
因为福音是讲耶稣究竟是哪个人。
And what he has done.
他为我们做了什么东西。
For the glory of God.
为着神的荣耀。
And the good of all people.
为着世人。
That is what we declare today.
就是今天我们宣讲的一个信息。
But Paul isn't done.
但是保罗不是就这样就讲完了。
Look at verse 58.
在第58节。
He says, therefore.
他说所以我亲爱的。
He's turning a page.
他将这个的重点进入去下一步。
The gospel is the turning point in all of history.
因为福音在历史上面将人类的转捩点转变了。
If this gospel, which has not changed, is true,
因为这个的福音是真的,
then we must respond to it.
我们就要有一个回应。
The Corinthians had trouble standing because they forgot the gospel.
因为我们知道哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，他们有困难来去牢记。
So Paul is saying, this is the gospel, don't forget it.
所以保罗再次的告诉他们的时候，这个就是福音的内容，你们一定要牢记在心里面。
In my NIV version, Paul says, stand firm.
在英文的圣经里面叫他们站立得稳。
Another translation would say, be steadfast.
另一个的翻译的时候呢，就说你要牢牢的站住。
Be rooted.
有根有基的站立得住。
Sink your roots deep into the gospel.
你自己的信心有根有基的站立得住。
As we prepare for our youth STM this summer,
在今个暑假的时候呢，我会是帮助带领一班的青少年呢做短宣的工作。
One of the things I'm having our team go through is to deeply consider the gospel.
其中一个要去装备他们的时候，就是将这个福音再重新的来思想，牢牢的扎根。
Examine it.
要去反省。
Take it to heart.
要去很认真的去思想。
So that they can be firmly rooted in the gospel.
以致这个的信心很深入的在这个救恩，在这个圣福音上面来到去。
If you are firmly rooted,
如果你是很深入牢牢的站得稳。
If you are steadfast,
如果你是站立得住。
If you stand firm on the truth of the gospel,
当你为这个真理来到去站立得稳的时候，
nothing will move you.
没有东西是可以动摇你的。
That's why Paul commands us to stand firm.
所以保罗去差遣睇呢卷书嘅人一定要站立得稳。
Then he continues by saying that we must give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
唔单止站立得稳，亦都要全心嘅嚟到去为主嘅事工嚟到去热心。
No, he's not saying that all of you should be pastors.
嗱，佢呢度唔系讲话所有人都要成为传道人，全成为牧师。
What he is saying is that if you live your life rooted in the gospel,
他这里所说的时候就说，如果你能够将你的生命站立得稳在这个救恩上面，
all the work you do should reflect the gospel.
你所言所行所做的就应该反映，将这个福音反映出来。
Whether you're a banker,
你可能是銀行界入邊嘅巨子
，a cop，
可能咧係一個企業嘅人
，a nurse，
或者一個護士
，a teacher，
或者一個教師
，a parent，
可能做父母嘅
，a child，
或者係一個小朋友
，a sibling，
啊，我哋一個普通嘅一個兄弟姊妹。
In Colossians 3, it says that we should do all our work for the Lord, not for man.
哥羅西書話我哋做所有嘅嘢都係當為主做，唔係為人做。
Because the truth of the gospel is we have life through Jesus.
因為呢個真理話俾我哋聽，我哋有生命係透過耶穌基督俾我哋嘅生命。
And no one else.
唔係有其他嘅。
Jesus' one-time act on the cross bridges the long gap between us and God.
耶穌喺十字架上面一次過成就咗呢個救恩。
We can finally be in right relationship with Him.
让我哋能够同神有一个和好嘅关系。
Because of His resurrection, we can be joyful.
因着耶稣基督嘅复活，我哋有喜乐。
So as we draw near to a close this morning,
所以今日我哋进入到呢个信息最后嘅阶段。
I have two questions for you.
我有两个问题系问大家噶。
Like I first ask our STM students.
就如我第一次去问我短宣嘅呢啲嘅我嘅小朋友。
Can you explain the gospel?
你能唔能够去分享呢一个嘅救恩嘅信息
？If we are taking the time to celebrate Easter, what are you celebrating?
如果我哋今日话我哋庆祝呢一个复活节，究竟庆祝啲乜嘢
？If a stranger comes to you and wonders why do you celebrate Easter?
如果一個陌生嘅人嚟去問你，究竟你點解要慶祝呢個復活節啊
？Isn't it just about bunnies and eggs and candy？
係咪就係嗰個兔仔或者係呢個執呢個復活蛋呢
？What would your answer be？
你嘅答案會係點啊
？I was just having a conversation yesterday with someone who doesn't believe the gospel。
喺琴日咧，我有一個同一個人傾偈，咁咧佢係未信主嘅人。
But they don't believe because they never read the Bible。
咁佢唔相信，因为佢从来都冇睇过圣经。
And no one has explained it to them。
亦都冇人话俾佢听。
It's hard to believe or not believe something you don't understand or haven't read。
因为冇人同你传，你又冇呢一个嘅知识，你冇乜可能会相信。
And my second question is this。
第二个问题俾大家噶。
If you truly stand firm on the gospel，
就系话如果你系为福音牢牢嘅站得着。
Does it show in all that you do?
你应该喺你生命当中每一个环节都表现出嚟。
Do you work in a way that loves God in all that He's created and done?
喺你所作嘅当中，系咪带着基督嘅爱嚟到去做某一样嘢咧
？And in a way that loves others.
系咪喺呢个服侍人嘅时候带着爱嚟到去服侍咧
？In whatever life you are living right now.
我不管你是生命当中是什么状态
Jesus is asking for you to be like him.
耶稣就是向你提醒你要活得像他
The work of the Lord is to live out the gospel you firmly stand on.
我们的生命就是要去将基督在我们里面改变的生命来到去牢牢地表现出来
In your daily life.
在我们每一个生活的环节
By living like Jesus is your risen Lord today.
活出耶稣基督复活的大能，生命我在我们生命上面的转变。
Let's live and celebrate and party because of that fact today.
让我们真的活得精彩，因着耶稣基督的复活。
Let's pray.
让我们祈祷。